This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Western nations are reacting Monday to the reported atrocities discovered in Ukraine towns and cities once occupied by Russian forces. The European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said in a statement Monday the EU will advance work on further sanctions against Russia as a matter of urgency after the world saw its first glimpse of the bodies of dead Ukrainians left behind in the streets of the Kyiv suburb of Bucha after Russian troops departed the area. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Sunday also sharply condemned Russia, accusing it of committing war atrocities. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the cable news network CNN, "It is brutality against citizens we've not seen in decades in Europe." Commenting on the atrocities, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the CBS television interview program Face the Nation Sunday, "Indeed, this is genocide." In an interview Monday with the Associated Press, British security analyst Michael Clark says a top Russian unit may be responsible for some of the alleged war crimes against civilians.
What it reflects is probably the activities of the Rosgvardia, who are the internal police, or like the Gestapo, who moved in with the Russian troops and were rounding people up according to lists. So some of these killings might have been as examples to the villagers or revenge, but a lot of it, one suspects, is troops out of control.
Clark says the Russian army appears to have poor command and control structures, and soldiers may be ignoring military codes of conduct. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry says Russia is continuing to build up both its soldiers and mercenaries in eastern Ukraine. In an intelligence update posted on social media Monday, the ministry said Russian forces are continuing to consolidate and reorganize. This is VOA News. China has sent more than 10,000 health workers from across the country to Shanghai, including 2,000 military medical staff. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
China health officials are struggling to stamp out a rapidly spreading COVID-19 outbreak in the vast nation's largest city. Shanghai is conducting a mass testing of its 25 million residents as what was supposed to be a two-phase lockdown enters its second week. Workers wearing blue protective clothing have held up signs saying keep 1 meter distance and do not crowd in one western area of the city. Concerns growing about the potential economic impact of the extended lockdown on China's financial capital. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are launching a whirlwind week of votes and procedural maneuvers aimed at confirming U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, as the first black woman and only sixth woman overall on the U.S. Supreme Court by Friday. After more than 30 hours of hearings last month, the Senate Judiciary Committee kicks off the process Monday morning with a vote on whether to move Jackson's nomination to the Senate floor. The panel could deadlock on the vote, meaning Democrats will have to spend additional hours on the Senate floor to do a discharge from the committee. The committee hasn't been deadlocked on a nomination since 1991, when a motion to send the nomination of current Justice Clarence Thomas to the floor with a favorable recommendation failed on a 7-7 vote. The committee then voted to send the nomination to the floor without a recommendation, meaning it would still be brought up for a vote. Either way, Democrats are ready to spend time on the discharge Monday afternoon if necessary. The Senate would then move to a series of procedural steps before a final confirmation vote later this week. According to a regulatory filing Monday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a 9.2% stake in Twitter, purchasing approximately 73.5 million shares of the social media company. Musk's stake in Twitter is considered a passive investment, which means Musk is a long-term investor who's looking to minimize his buying and selling of the shares. Yet in recent weeks, Musk has raised questions about free speech on Twitter and if failing to adhere to its basic principles undermines democracy. He also pondered starting up a rival social media network, and industry analysts are skeptical about whether the mercurial CEO would remain on the sidelines for long. Musk told his more than 80 million followers on Twitter that he was giving serious thought to creating a rival social media platform. He has clashed repeatedly with financial regulators about his use of Twitter. Repeating this hour's top news story, Western nations are reacting Monday to the reported atrocities discovered in Ukraine towns and cities once occupied by Russian forces. Reporting for your